Michael, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Did you come back rested from the Gold Coast, or are you still trying to catch up a little bit?
Yeah, hardly. It's not really a holiday for us trainers. You're sort of doing it at both ends. You've got to be working all day while managing your stable back home, and you're obviously a bit social at night time with all your clients. And when you get home, there's a big backlog of work to get through. So, you definitely need a holiday after the Magic Millions.
Is it the longest week for trainers up there?
Oh, it's massive. And this year we didn't have runners, which is kind of nice. That even adds another bit of work to do. But, it's just it's a massive, probably 10 days, I would say. It's relentless, but, a whole lot of fun and certainly one you wouldn't want to miss.
And happy with the stock that you were able to procure?
Yeah, delighted. I think Mick sort of said it well on his racing.com interview, do all the work and we steal the horses and sometimes you can be disheartened not being able to afford the ones that you really love. But, over the years, Mick's been very good at not wavering from sort of the budget he likes to spend. And I think proving, the really good horses he's bought out of there for, average for below price. The money was just unbelievable. it just kept coming and the clearance rate, I think, was world record pace. So an amazing sale.
What's the highest lot yourself and Mick ended up purchasing?
We bought two fillies on Friday and there were two that we targeted that we really wanted to get. 815 was a non-singled out filly from Yulong, and as soon as we pulled out of the box, Mick said he's a flying machine and we put her away pretty quickly. He said, that's what I want to buy. And he has picked three group ones by that stallion out of the sale ring and we're able to team up with Trilogy Racing and get her secured. And three lots prior, we also bought a Zoo Star off Yulong for the 550 as well. Out of Blue Roche, who Matt Laurie trained, who won a Red Roses. And they're both gorgeous fillies and we're delighted to get them in the team.
Are there shares available for any of those who may want to join the party?
Yeah, certainly. The Not Single Doubt fillies are all done, but the Zoo Star at Blue Roche has got a few small shares remaining. And it sort of fits our criteria. She's out of a fast group winning mare, first foal, and Mick's bought many fillies before that can win stakes races, and if she does, well, she'll be a very good investment for somebody.
Well, we know the history that Mick and yourself have had with these fast young horses. They hit the ground running, and speaking of, how are the two-year-old stocks at the moment? When do we get to see Jacano? Is it in a week's time on Australia Day?
No, he'll skip that and go straight to the prelude, so...
Okay.
Let a jump out about 10 days prior to. He's come back in. He's been kicking his heels up. He when you win a race early on, you have the luxury of a bit of time, and that's important for these two-year-olds. So he got 2 weeks out in the paddock and did a water work, and he's come back in. Looks terrific. He's a colt with a lot of leg underneath him, so I really do think he's going to improve with time and possibly a bit further in the future. But we'll go to the prelude. It might be a little bit short for him, but it'll sort of bounce him nicely into the big dance. And I think he's, I'm sure there'll be colts and fillies that come out in the next couple of weeks that put their hand up. But from what's race, I think he's right in the mix.
And how did you view Maximilius's debut on Saturday? It seemed a hot two-year-old race at Flemington.
It was a hot two-year-old race, and he did a bit wrong. He came out charging and then he shortened stride late and he pulled up a bit shin sore. So those things can unravel on race day, certainly Jamie was very keen on the horse going in and things didn't work out for us. So he's off the paddock to spell at Dorrington Farm and he'll have, 4 or 6 weeks out and then we'll work out what we do with him. But yeah, certainly a talented colt, but things didn't work out for us on race day, unfortunately.
And how are the bigger guns going? I'm Thunderstruck. What's his first up assignment? Has that been set in stone?
Yeah, Mick went out yesterday. We're going to go to the Orr first up. I think he'll have a jump out in 2 weeks' time and run the CF4 2 weeks into the Futurity, and then you've got 3 weeks into the All-Star Mile. So that's the best program, getting ready for the All-Star Mile and then potentially go up to Sydney. He'll be pretty burly for the first run. That's sort of, he's a big barreled horse, so he'll take a lot of improvement and we'll just see how he comes on the next 2 or 3 weeks as to how fit he will be. But he is looking exceptional. Very, very happy with him.
Do you think he has improved from what you can tell physically?
Yeah, no doubt. And he had to. I mean, it was only his second racing prep, and he didn't kick off. He sort of debuted this time last year, really, during Magic Millions week. So he's done it all in a short space of time, and I think he can only improve, the Kiwi horse by shocking. And he's improved physically, and with that should come more power and speed, and I think it's very exciting.
And what about Profiteer? Is this going to be the campaign where we get to see Profiteer live up to the early expectations?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think those colts, it's very hard for them, you know. You've got Bare Nose and a Totman beating the favourite and Slipper, and then you come back a three-year-old and you straight into the Moya against older horses. And you know, a lot of expectations placed on these young colts. And he was up on the firing line, that Moya, and you know, you have an older horse, Wild Ruler, sit off you and just go past you and you go too quickly. So it's not easy for them if they don't get things right and don't execute properly. Definitely, I think 2,000, 1,100 is a sweet spot. So going to have him pretty forward for the Lightning. And, Jamie's been in and galloped him 3-4 times. We'd love her to ride him in the Lightning. We'll just see. It'll be a hot race. I hear Waller's going to bring down one of these big guns and some Sydney Raiders. But, I think that race he won during the Carnival worked out really well. Enthar obviously came out after that and won a stakes race pretty impressively. And, down the straight really suits him. He's very good. And I think you'll see him run really well first up in the Lightning.
Yeah, it's not far away until we get to see all these good horses resuming. We might see a good horse today at Sandown as well. What can you tell us about Green Belt and what your opinion of the Galloper is? Because couldn't have been more impressive on debut.
Yeah, certainly. We knew going in the race wasn't entirely strong, but just the manner he did it. He's quite a real gentleman. He's very laid back at home, and certainly hadn't impressed in his trials. He's sort of a staying type horse. So we did a bit of work with him after his second trial, put the blinkers on, and took him to the races. So I think going to the mile for his first start as a 2-year-old at the time was a big effort. And they went really quick early, and it sort of probably surprised us how he just travelled, for Jamie. He really travelled deep into the race and really never had to be asked to do much, and won pretty comfortably by 4 lengths. So that was what was impressive. He's quite professional and, did run a good rating there as well. So I think he's really come on as well for that. We were away when he galloped last Tuesday, but Jamie thought he'd really improved. And, I just think if things work out for him today, it's a nice stepping stone for him. No easy task. He's got sort of 60 kilos and outside barrier draw again, but he just seems to be a nice colt in the making.
It's been a passion project for you, these American bred horses. Michael Kent Bloodstock in the ownership group as well. Are they a different style of horse the way that you're training them and the improvement you're seeing? What can you tell us about how he's gone, I suppose, from when he's first arrived in your stables to now and the development?
Yeah, we bought four Declaration of Wars, and I think I took 2% of all of them, just hoping one might win a Melbourne Cup one day. So we'll see how that pans out. But certainly he's a lovely horse to train. They've all got, the American athletes got beautiful scope and strength to them as well. And he's very, very sound horse, touch wood. He seems to have been a lazy colt prior to his first run here, who's really switched on. He was in the barn yesterday, kicking his heels up after a swim, and he really seems to be more energised. And I think he only improved. He's still technically 2-year-old, so it's a big ask for him, but he's got a lot of quality. We don't train him differently per se. Yeah, just normal. I think win this or draw, he'll go for a spell after today. I'd love to see him win, but if he got beat, so be it. He's a young, immature horse, and we're developing him, and hopefully if we can give him a little break and then aim him into a Carnival interstate somewhere after this.
Can Laughing Grizzly improve today at big odds in race 3?
He can. He was found to have inflammatory airway disease after last start, so we treated that, and hence why he's had 4 weeks between runs. We were very confident that day he'd go and win, and he ran well below expectations. So if he can turn that around, his work's been very good at home. We may just work out how we ride that horse. We may tell stewards that we're going to sort of ride him a bit more forward. I think Lakeside, that's not disadvantaged at all to be up near the speed. And, he's a horse that, he hasn't been out of turn, but he's been going well. And I think if you can forgive last start for a little issue, we're certainly happy that he's going in there with no issues. And I think he'll run a much improved race.
He's a big price, $226. Might be a little each-way play for the punters out there. Good luck today, Michael.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.